Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Don't worry about saving face. I think as a culture, particularly Asian cultures, but ours as well, like we don't need to save face. There's power in vulnerability, and there's beauty in coming together for each other. Saving face is a barrier to both that beauty and that power.
Self-compassion over saving face. Ayon sa CEO ng Being Mental Health Consumers na si Giancarlo De Vera, mahalagang unahin ang mental health bago sa hiya at importanteng unahin ang sarili upang makatulong sa iba.
So proud to be the CEO of Being Mental Health Consumers. So they are the state peak body in New South Wales that represents all mental health consumers in the state of New South Wales. And so that is every single person with mental health challenges in the state. One in five people will have significant mental health challenges in New South Wales, and one in two in any given year will experience mental health challenges. So there's a lot of people in the state who will experience that. And so my job is to create a mental health system and a broader support system to ensure that those people with mental health challenges can create a life that's meaningful to them without feeling like they can't participate or be held back in any way. And we're one of there's a equivalent organisation across the whole country in each state and territory. And we are part of a national alliance known as the National Mental Health Consumers Alliance, because mental health is shared between the state government and the Australian government. And so we need to work at both the state level and the federal level in order to get the change that we need to realise that vision.
Kaya mo yan. Okay lang yan. Wala yan. Ilan yan sa mga kadalasang sinasabi sa atin kapag dumadaan tayo sa mental health issue. At ayon kay Giancarlo, maaaring maging hadlang ang mga salitang ito sa paghingi natin ng tulong.
Yeah, look, I think stigma is a huge barrier in our Filipino community. The thing about stigma that people don't realize is if you're saying things like get over it, or diminishing, I've had it worse, or you know, like doing saying things like that, that stigma prevents people from seeking help, and that's a really bad thing. Like you want people to seek help because you can prevent crises from happening, and so that's the first thing I want to say to our community. The second thing is on the other side of the equation is that when our community experiences significant mental health challenges, so say for example someone who has a friend, has a complex mental health condition and has been caught up in the criminal justice system, that's obviously a very complex experience for people in our community. And one thing I see a lot in our community, but also in culturally and racially marginalized communities in general, is that our society, including our laws, don't support our families to make decisions collectively. So for example, my brother's got very complex mental health conditions, and it involves my mum, my dad, the tita, me. Like, I mean, it involves everybody. Because, we all had a role in being part of each other's lives, and our laws don't support that. It's I call it collective supported decision making. Like, it's really hard for us to do that because we have laws that are based on the individual here in Australia, and so you've got to, like, there's a deference to the individual being supported to make choices, but there's a very fine line between, supporting someone to make individual choices when they've got a culture that is more collectivist in nature. And so that's been a huge barrier. And the other thing around other Filipino community around mental health is it relates to the issues around the stigma around mental health, and that's the fact that we don't realize that we have supports in Australia. It's not perfect, of course, but many people who come from the Philippines, they don't realize just how different it is here compared to back home in the Philippines. And my mum's a psychiatrist, and so she's very good at translating. Like it's like this in the Philippines, but it's different here in Australia. You can seek support, but you just got to know. So you shouldn't be using what's known as institutional distrust to prevent you from seeking help. Because, yes, maybe back at home there's not the right supports, but here, while it's not perfect, there's more supports, and so you shouldn't self-select out of getting help because you think there's no help to begin with. Look, there's so many beautiful things about our Filipino culture, but I think we've got to be critical around some of the coping mechanisms that we've adopted because of our histories. Some of those coping mechanisms have been very helpful. We are the happiest people on earth because we like to look on the bright side of life. But that is coping mechanism too, or we put it in the faith of God or whatever the coping mechanism is, that we've adopted through our history.
Huwag ipasabukas ang iyong mental health. Ito ang paalala ni Gian Carlo.
The manana habit of, pushing it down the road, you need like manana, yamana, like it's a nice way of coping. With things that are too tough, but I think sometimes it's a really important thing to be able to recognize that you have a need, and then to be able to take action, because once you take action, you can like there's supports you can find to help you get the support that the help that you need. We need to just say to ourselves, let's be self-compassionate. Let's be protective of our family and loved ones. And the best way to be protective of our families and loved ones is being compassionate for yourself and for your loved ones to be able to get the help that you need. Because one thing that my mum taught me when I was growing up was you can't help yourself. You can't help others if you can't help yourself. And I think she was there when I was like 16 when she told me that, and it's a lifelong lesson that I learned. Because I always was so saddened by people who are less fortunate. But it's true, you can't help others if you can't help yourself first. So if you take that approach to mental health, then you can be a better mother, you can be a better cup of tea, you can be a better, you can be better for your loved ones and show up for your loved ones.
Exactly. Actually, going by what you just said about self-compassion. So maybe as a final word, what does self-compassion, that term, mean in your life? What does it represent?
Oh, that's a hard question out of all the questions you've asked. Because I'm not even perfect at self-compassion. Well, I guess the first thing that keeps popping in my head is staying connected to community. Self-compassion and community go hand in hand. And whatever that community is the community you need to seek. So that could be our Filipino community, that could be your faith community, that in my case it could be the queer community or the disabled communities, whatever the community is, find your community first, and then express and show self-compassion by connecting with those communities in so many ways and in many ways as you can. The other thing about self-compassion is don't worry about saving face. I think as a culture, particularly Asian cultures, but ours as well, like we don't need to save face. There's power in vulnerability, and there's beauty in coming together for each other.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.